Hello, everybody. Monday, April 11th, 2022. Welcome to another week of the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. It's going to be a blast. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome. You're going to have a blast. The people here are great. The workouts are fun. If you are new, or even if you've been around for a while and you haven't done this yet, here's what I implore you to do. Every Monday, I post another video entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. And as the title states, you really do need to watch it first because it arms you with the information to fully understand everything I talk about in these daily videos. And without that background, it won't make sense and you won't get the full benefit experience. And I want you to. What is the super fitness robot time compared to the more likely time? What's the wild card option? Why do we put in a not-for-time workout? Does that mean I should do a not-for-time, or is it optional? All that stuff's covered in the other video. It's a bit of a longer video, I admit, but there's a lot of information in the private track, and I want you to get the most out of it. So please go watch that, and then come back here, and we'll dive right in. Going heavy today. What a great way to start the week. I mean, I could just imagine high fives happening all around planet Earth. A 5x5 deadlift. Just a beloved workout. Last time we did this was August 17th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your loading, how much did you rest, all that good stuff. Should you modify in some way, shape, or form? Just get the data. Now, I know I said I want you to watch that other video, but there's also a video I post on heavy days that's packed with good information. Again, you only need to watch it once, but it's entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and more. It's full of good information. That's Lynchpin Conversations number 113, so I implore you to watch that as well. We've got a video today showing the deadlift. Super fitness robot loading would be 70% or higher of your one rep max. More likely would be 50% or higher of your one rep max. The wild card option today, 5x5 power clean. Still a great pull from the floor, a little bit more of an explosive hip opening, obviously a longer range of motion with the barbell, that will be a reduced loading. It's all good. If the power clean is something you feel that you need to focus on or would like to focus on, it's close enough to the workout of the day that you can have fun, do it, have an absolute blast. That's the wild card option today, and we've got a video showing that. And, well, I mean, this is covered in some other videos as well, but with something like the power clean, they don't have to be touch and go reps. If touch and go treats your body fine, great, but I know plenty of people, myself included, that just lowering heavy loading down does not feel good on my body, and so I'm not going to do it. So five quick singles is what I would count as one of those sets of five, but again, that's a shooter's choice. Scaled option today is still a 5x5 deadlift because on a day like today, the greatest scale is just to keep lowering the loading and lowering the loading until it's appropriate for darn near anybody that crosses your path. Very lightweight, empty barbell, room handle or PVC pipe, make it just a technique day to practice the deadlift, and so it is infinitely scalable. Limited equipment option, not for time. Dumbbell, single leg, stiff legged deadlifts, 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. Single arm dumbbell rows, 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per arm. Bulgarian split squats, 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. Videos showing all those movements, feel free to mix them up and superset them as you wish. You don't need to do all of the single leg stiff legged deadlifts before moving on to something else. And, you know, we assume that most people have a pair of 50 pound dumbbells for men or a pair of 35s for women based upon what the has appeared in the past in the open, but if you have a variety of dumbbells and a different loading works better for you, you're always authorized to make the best choice for you, so use the loading that makes sense for you. For the limited equipment crew, Super Fitness Robot would be all sets unbroken, resting as needed between sets. More likely would be all sets broken up as needed and also resting between sets. The no equipment workout today, 10 rounds, 30 seconds per station, for max reps. So 10 rounds of 30 seconds of broad jumps, 30 seconds of single leg stiff legged deadlifts on the right leg, then 30 seconds on the left leg. And that's the exact same movement as you would do with loading, but just with no loading. And it'll still light up the posterior chain, especially after 30 seconds of broad jumps. and then you rest. So it's 10 rounds of that, resting a minute 30 between rounds. Accessory work, optional as always. You never need to do it a single day in your life, and you'll be just fine. If you want to do it, the first one is an either or, not a both. Either barbell glute bridges in the sets and reps described there. Also have a video. Or linchpin complex number 7, which is for load, appropriately challenging. One hang power clean, one hang squat clean, one shouldered overhead. That's one complete complex. It's intended to be unbroken, but if you drop the barbell, you'll still be okay. You're going to perform the complex 3 to 5 times, resting a couple minutes between each. And then, so that's either barbell glute bridges or complex 7. The other part, have some fun. You would choose one of these as 3 options. 50 burpee box jump overs, 50 bar facing burpees, or 50 regular burpees. You just can't go wrong. Cool down and stretching. You're cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, we've got the glute stretch and the foam roller for the back and lats. And at the end of today's training, we have the same thing that finishes out every day, which is remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I will see you tomorrow.